It's a full house at the Ice House in Pasadena. Over the years, this comedy club has featured some of the best in the funny business, Jerry Seinfeld and Billy Crystal. But tonight, as the lights come up, it's Grace Fraga's turn. Grace who?
Actually, I'm Hispanic, but I'm a true American girl. You know, people ask me, how come you look so white? It's called bleach, honey, okay?
Grace has tried stand-up comedy on and off since 2001. She's got a good eye for spotting the humor of her life, and she's tried turning those experiences into laughs at a handful of open mic nights. But Grace needed help to get funnier and to get over the fear that no one would laugh. So last fall, she enrolled at Stand-Up Academy, an 8-week crash course in stand-up comedy. For the last 3 months, she's learned the science of joke telling. The final test is a real set at the Ice House. The 15 students take turns on stage. Tonight, Grace is going to get an A. Instructor Bobby Oliver has been a stand-up comic for 18 years. Bobby says there really is a science to telling a good joke, and she's learned it the hard way, with years of hilarious nights and dreadful flops on the road at comedy clubs.
When you perform in a different place every night, and sometimes you have like 14 shows a week, you learn what works, you learn what doesn't work, and unfortunately you learn way more from the bad shows than you do from the good shows, which is part of why I wanted to start this class, because there are so many things I wish someone had just told me.
So that's what Bobby does. She advertises her class in local magazines and comedy websites. During sessions, students take turns telling jokes to their classmates on the stage at the Ice House. Most of them bomb the first time, but with Bobby's help, the material improves. Students learn to talk about their own life experiences, to keep those stories short, and to pause in just the right places.
Exactly, because my girlfriend has had so much Botox, every time she gets a treatment, she loses another expression. All she can do now is play poker.
There are learnable skills. There are ways to improve your timing. There are actual skills to joke structure and structuring an act. And there really is a science to it. And I love taking these people who are terrified and teaching them how to do it.
Many of Bobby Oliver's stand-up comedy students are in their 30s and 40s. Finally trying something they've always wanted to try. Student Glenn Doff recently moved to California to become a magician. He thought the class would improve his on-stage performance. Before the show, Glenn said he couldn't wait to send his friends back home in Florida a tape of his upcoming set at the Ice House.
It's going to be very gratifying for me because it was hard to leave, and it was hard to leave my friends, and this is going to show them that I really accomplished something.
For Grace Fraga, who wants to make a career out of comedy, the class has made her more confident on stage.
It's mostly the fear of rejection, to be honest with you. I think not getting the laughs equates in our minds like they don't like me.
Instructor Bobby Oliver says fear of rejection is key, but not just for those who want to be professional comics. It also helps people who need confidence in their everyday lives.
Comedy will change your life. If you take a normal person who just sells tires for a living, and then they come up here and all of a sudden they become a comic, and they find out they're good at something, and it's fun, and they can control a crowd, and they're getting that response that they like, and they just conquered a fear, and suddenly they realize, I can do anything.
Bobby Oliver's next Stand-Up Academy session begins on January the 8th. Andrea Gardner, 89.3, KPCC.